Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report, bringing Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service. Pete, as we talk, you're on Green Lake, huh?
Yep, we're out. We tried for lake trout early morning, had some lookers, but they didn't want to bite. So now we're fishing bluegills and just moving around and looking for the active ones.
Hey, where have you been this week? What have you learned about the fishing across the region?
The Madison chain still was getting some walleyes either on chubs, tuffy fatheads, or jigging wraps on deeper rocks. This warm weather kind of goofed them up. They were kind of getting into their fall mood, and then one day they're tough and the next day they're bitey again. So just kind of got to deal with the weather, and eventually it'll be getting into that fall pattern.
So how do fish react? You mentioned all of a sudden it's, you know, getting 50s and 40s, and all of a sudden, boom, it's 90 degrees out again.
Yeah, I think they get lethargic by that, and the water temp changes, I think, affects them the most, actually.
You know, we were talking, the Madison chain had a little bit of an algae bloom here with the hot weather. Have you seen that in any other lakes or bodies of water across the region?
Yeah, I've noticed that on Beaver Dam, but it should get better. We get a little bit of rain this weekend. That should help that out, and a little bit cooler weather, it should flush the system out a little bit.
Okay. Any other lakes or streams of people that you've heard have had some success here?
I know Green Bay was producing walleyes, and handful of guys that I know are going fishing either Sheboygan or Kewaunee and Milwaukee, getting king salmon. They move in about this time because they spawn in the fall, so people are taking advantage of that.
Awesome stuff. Tell us about Best Dam Guide Service. You know, ice fishing's not that far away. People want to be on the water or on the ice. How do they get in touch with you, Pete?
Yep, I've been booking trips for ice. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
All right, Pete, good luck fishing the rest of your time out on the lake, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's take a look at the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's the week been like with the warmer than normal temperatures that we've had fishing?
Well, it's been just that, warmer than normal for sure. It's had not a lot of folks getting out on the water because it's just uncomfortable when you're being beat down by the sun. And, you know, for September, I feel like it's been, these last few days have been unusually humid, too. It feels more like July than September, but and, you know, usually I'm very upbeat about my reports, and, you know, I would never say that the fishing's bad in Madison, but it's definitely been better. We have quite a bit of algae from all this warm and calm weather. If it's windy, usually that kind of churns the lake up and can reduce the amount of algae, but it's been just so calm and hot that we're experiencing some pretty green water out there on the Madison chain.
I can tell you, I was outside on Wednesday night, late afternoon, early evening, and you're right, there was no wind, it was humid, felt like I was in Florida almost.
Right, yeah, it's not been the most comfortable weather, but soon we're going to be complaining about the cold, I'm sure.
That's exactly it. So have people been catching anything this week, or has it been slow all over?
Well, it's been slow, but folks are still getting fish, and when I say that there's these gross algae blooms, the lake looks green and might smell a little funky in some areas. Really, that's just the top foot or two on the surface, and then the water below that is clear or generally clear, and folks are still definitely getting fish, but you know, it's just when you're sitting out there in a boat and it's hot and then the water kind of stinks and looks gross, it just isn't super fun to be out there. So but folks are getting fish. Bass are being caught up shallow. Bluegills, if you can get out to some deeper water, they're getting bluegills on mid-lake humps on a lot of the lakes, and that can be some good action. But yeah, otherwise it's been a little slow around town this week.
Have you been out in the woods at all, Pat, with bow hunting and the duck season starting?
Well, I was out getting some trails ready 2 weeks ago because I saw this heat wave coming, so I got out and did some of that, and that was still warm, even though it was 70 degrees those days. At least it wasn't 85 or whatever. But I didn't make it out for the opener. It was just too hot. There's mosquitoes and heat, and just didn't sound appealing to me, but soon, it's going to be that time of year. It's definitely exciting.
How are the mosquitoes on the Madison chain right now as well? Because they've been, all of a sudden, the last like month, it seems like everywhere I've been, I've seen mosquitoes all over and felt mosquitoes all over.
I've definitely seen worse in Madison, but there are some hatches that have been coming off lately. It seems like there is a smaller mosquito, too, the ones that are really annoying. I don't know if they can get through a screen or what, but I've been seeing a lot in my house, which is a little unusual.
Hey, tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle.
Hey, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for people coming through town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water, and of course a great selection of live bait, but most importantly we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on fishing-wise around town, and we do publish a weekly fishing report on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. So that's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old-school fishing line you can call in, 608-BIG-FISH, and listen to our report.
Pat, we'll talk next week. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Wade. Have a good one.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. And Dave, so how's the week been this week on Fox Lake with all the heat we've seen?
Well, the fishing is good still. I was out Monday and Tuesday, did quite well on panfish, but the walleye bite's real slow right now, and the pike bite and muskies are slow. But, you know, our water temp was down in the upper 60s. Now it's close to upper 70s, so it's going the wrong direction, but it doesn't seem to affect the panfish as much as it does the game fish. So, you know, it looks like we're going to have another week of warm weather. And, you know, once it turns and we start getting the cooler nights and everything, the game fish should pick up real good.
How quickly, again, just one day of like temperatures in the 80s, can that really jack the temperature up quickly on lakes?
Well, it takes a few days, but yeah, it can change 2 to 4 degrees a day. You know, depending on how warm it gets at night, but yeah, it definitely is the wrong direction this time of year. It does affect the fishing, and you know, the fish are, when you go from 68 to 78 degrees in September, the fish don't know how to react. They kind of, you know, just hang on the bottom and don't do a whole lot. But the panfish seem to move around. You know, the crappies out on our lake are suspended like way up in the water column, and I think they're so, like 2 feet under the surface in 15 foot of water. They're going into an area where the water's the right temperature, you know, where they're comfortable, which normally would be more towards the middle or bottom. But mm-hmm. Once we have all this warm weather, it just kind of throws the fish into a funk this time of year.
Sure. Have you heard anything about any other lakes besides Fox Lake up by you?
Yeah, actually, Big Green's really kind of turning on now for panfish and bass. They're getting a few walleyes over there, but I know guys bass fishing over on Emily are doing really good. I've had quite a few guys come in that are crappie fishing now on Beaver Dam and doing well. So, you know, the other lakes around the area seem to be producing also. The thing about weather is, whether it's warm or not, it's about stability. You know, you have 3-4 days in a row of the same weather, the fish bite much better. When you go up and down with cold fronts and warm and everything like that, that's when fishing can get tough.
Okay. Any ducks around the area? Has anybody had any success duck hunting?
The teal hunt was pretty slow in our area. And the guys I know that hunt say that most of the ponds and everything that they hunt are all dried up. So it's, you know, we got the youth hunt coming up this weekend, and, you know, have to search for them. But, you know, the guys that really, really get into the duck hunting thing know where they're going to go and know where they're scouting. But a lot of the ponds in the area around here are all dried up. So to make for tough hunting.
All right. So the information never dries up at Fishtails, does it? Tell us where you're located, what you have to do there.
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake, right by the river. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Friday or Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sunday. And we still have boats in the water. We got 3 pontoons and fishing boats. If anybody wants to rent a boat, you can get that here. And we still got all our bait and tackle. We won't be switching over till the end of November. So if you need anything, stop in.
All right. Appreciate all you do. Thanks for the update, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it sounds like it's been a pretty good week outdoors for you.
Yeah, it has been. I fished almost every day. You know, it's way too hot to be out bow hunting, in my opinion, or turkey hunting or anything else going on out in the woods. And, you know, really the only thing biting out in the woods is mosquitoes right now. But Saturday we were up at Camelot. We had our championship up there. And it was a very busy lake. It reminds me of Big Green, but with the boat traffic and stuff. But I ended up taking third place in our championship and probably caught 60 bass throughout the day. I mean, I had a blast and caught enough to get third place. So it was all right.
Have you fished Camelot very often?
I haven't been there for like 12 years. It's Arrowhead, Sherwood, and Camelot. They're all part of like this little chain. And we were just able to fish Camelot for the championship, but it's a fun little lake to fish. Lots of weeds and a lot of little bass, I'll tell you that.
Now, you said you've been to some other lakes as well, and some of the fishing's been pretty good.
Yeah, with this warm up, I mean, it seems like a lot of the bass anyway, really don't know what they're doing. It got cold and they were all coming shallow and now they're all like seems to be mid depth, but Lake Emily still is producing a lot of fish. And I actually got a little funny story. I was over there on Thursday and I flipped a Cinco under a pier and he wrapped me up around the pier and broke my line.
How dare it?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was a pretty nice fish when it busted me off. I went back 5 days later and flipped the same pier, never had a bite, but there's a dead tree 5 feet from that pier. I flipped my Cinco into that pier, set the hook, and as I brought the fish in, it's dangling like 4 feet of line, and flip it into the boat, pull it up, and it's still got this hook in his mouth from when he broke me off and 4 feet of line, and it had my hook in it. So, I mean, that's kind of a rarity. You catch the fish, same fish 5 days apart, but that fish never moved more than 5 feet from there. So that's pretty cool.
So it wasn't scared, just wondering what the heck was hanging out of its mouth here for the last week and a half?
Exactly. So we took both hooks out and let it go.
Hey, you mentioned the mosquitoes. How are mosquitoes on the lake? You mentioned you get outside anywhere, they've been bad. Have you experienced and the boat, have the mosquitoes been bad too?
Not during the day, no, but like last night I went and cast off the pier right at dusk. And I mean, I had to quit fishing. I took like five casts and I had like 15 mosquitoes on me. I mean, they were bad, which is kind of weird. But but I know my buddies that two of my friends were out opening day for bow hunting, and they plan on sitting till like 8:30 in the morning, and they left at 7:30 because the mosquitoes were so bad.
Well, I know, you know, obviously it's heading down the home stretch of not really many guides right now, but you're still painting lures, and if people are looking for gifts and some of the best lures, Raw Bass Customs, tell us about it.
I basically paint about 65, 70 different lure blanks in any color combination you could imagine. All fish catching colors, I guarantee it. Right now you can get them at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee.
All right, Rick, any place where are you going this week and any plans yet to see where you're going to be fishing?
Well, yesterday we went out and did a little live scoping for crappies out here on Fox Lake, and it didn't take long to get a limit, but it was kind of weird that all the crappies were like in 12 to 14 feet of water. They were all like 2 feet below the surface.
All right.
So, yeah, if anybody's going out, I mean, if you don't have live scope, you could certainly set your bobber 2 feet down with some minnows and drift out in the middle of the lake in 12 to 13 feet of water. But, you know, this weekend, the weather doesn't look too promising. It looks like rain pretty much off and on Friday through Sunday, so I don't know how much I'm going to get out, but we'll take advantage of it. Next week it's supposed to be gorgeous too. So
all right, have a great weekend, Rick.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.